You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. Today we come to the last in our sermon series, Losing My Religion and Cultivating and Gaining and Creating a Grace-Based Faith. And today's sermon is actually the title of that sermon series, Losing My Religion. As we finish up this series today, I want you to ask that question, am I ready to lose my religion so that I can gain a grace-based, dynamic, love-oriented faith, a spirituality that does something in our lives, that collides and connects with the people around us, that has passion and energy and spirit to it, that's not dead, but is alive and well. When we come to our text here in the book of James, what we see is a dynamic faith that actually matters to real life. Is anyone sick? Gather the people. Let's pray together. Let's do something about the situation, about the problem, about this disease that we are seeing. Is a relationship messed up? How about we get together and we confess our sins and our faults and our violations and our trespasses and our debts to and with one another. Why? Because this is a dynamic faith. You and I participate in the faith in either one of two ways. It's either in a religious way, which ends up being empty and vain, or we get to participate in a faith that is powerful and dynamic and imaginative and creative. Oftentimes, the very things that we participate in a place like this really comes down to you. We can go through the liturgy of worship. We can go through the script of the same service. And some are participating in it in a religious way, and others are participating in a grace-based way. We can go out into our worlds, out into our lives, out into our workplaces, out into our households, our families, our neighborhoods, and our communities. And we can either approach it from a sense of a religion that needs to be lost, in a religion that often is thinking itself better than the people around it, or we can come in and go, oh, grace, compassion, humility, goodness, beauty all around, curiosity at what we encounter and who we see. The choice, friends, is up to you and to me. Prayer can be something that we just go through in a rote way, go through the motions of it, or it can be dynamic like it here it is in James chapter 5. It can actually do something real. Saying the Lord's Prayer each and every week, this is a very religious quote-unquote act. And it can be done in a pretty rote, boring, cold, callous manner. This is just what we do at this point in the service. Or it can actually be the very script and liturgy of our lives that frame our understanding for our world, that there is a Father in heaven whose name is to be hallowed and respected, whose will can be manifested here in our lives, in our own flesh and blood skin that we've got going on here. That God's kingdom can actually be the one that we submit to and participate in rather than all the various kingdoms of culture in the world. That we can see the real reality around us. We can participate in a world where daily bread is the norm and where forgiveness of sins and debts and trespasses is the very thing that makes the world go round. Or we can just say, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The choice is up to us. How will we approach the same script, the same liturgies in our life? How do we approach this thing that we call church and worship and ministry? How do we approach this thing that we call life? We can either go through the motions out there in our lives and things feel pretty dead and empty and hollow, or we can live out of a grace-based understanding of ourselves and the people around us. We can see God at work in the midst of all of it. We can pray and things actually change. We can confess our sins and relationships are transformed forever. We can actually speak truth into one another's lives and change the course of someone's life, literally save their life. As James says, you will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. The choice, friends, is up to you and me. We make this choice in every moment of our lives. Will this moment be dynamic or dead? Will it be life-giving or destructive? Will it be me lording over some power and privilege over another? Or will it be literally me giving generously into the life of another? How we choose changes the circumstance itself. A prayer of healing becomes such, not because some magical event happens, but because you and I decide to be those faithful, grace-based human beings in the situation, and good things result, period. We don't always get what we want. It's not some magic trick that we ask this thing and X, Y, and Z human being gets healed. But as we are praying and caring and holding and loving, people are healed. That's how a dynamic, grace-based faith actually works. Friends, you have a choice today. How will you approach the next moment in your life? Your next day, this next week, this next year? We are looking at a set of events in our lives with everything going on with pandemics and politics that we could be very much set up to repeat exactly what has happened in the previous year. Or we could choose to live out of an abundance of love and grace and change the script, change the way that everyone is relating to you and to me, because we've decided I'm going to orient myself around grace, and grace is always dynamic, always energized, always imaginative, always curious, always holding space for the self and all of its wounds, all of its stress, all of its anxieties, and the wounds and fears and hurts of others. Choose you this day whom you will serve, whether dead religion or a dynamic and alive grace-based faith. Amen.